Okay, so we're holding here. We finished Perek Hey, and we have Vaita. So again, he's going with his shemels, that he's being masbir. Now, it's also one of the things that are unclear. Is there any order, particular order, in how he's going? There are different attempts to categorize the order of the words. But I didn't see anything that was extremely compelling. So we'll leave it the way it is. Perek Vav, Ish v'Isha, Shnei Shemus, Hunchu Tchila L'Zachon Nekevim Ne'Adam, V'Achar Kach Hushu L'Chol Zachon Nekevim Shavim Ne'Balachayim. So man and wife and woman is primarily a human term. It was borrowed for other animals. Oma Mikor L'Beheima Toyer Tikal Sheva Sheva Ish V'Ishtoi, Kilo Oma Zachon Nekevim. So the Mishkan, the different Yerios, we use the word Isha Choysa. So male, female, chibur is the same as we see male, female, chibur in Isha Isha and Afa Chois. There's a something missing here. I mean, the Rambam is not writing a book, and he says so himself later on, that his book is not meant to be a dictionary. He's defining the terms that become problematic when you're dealing with emunah, you know, in Tanakh and so on. What is he referring to? I mean, none of these terms, Mekola Behema, Chomesh Erios. So is there anything that is talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu? It says Hashem Ish Melchama, but it certainly doesn't mean Ish versus Isha. The only thing that comes to mind is that Shir Hashirim in its entirety is a, the words are words of a love song between a man and a woman. And with the Rambam's understanding that Ish v'Isha means anything that have a chibur, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael would fit into it. It's not worse than Ish l'Chaisa by the Yerios. That's the only thing I could think of. If not, it's kind of, missing something. Okay, Perek Zayin. Yolad. Ho'inyin ha'movement zay simil yadua, v'hu ha'leida, so v'yoldoi banim, so birth in its physical sense, v'achar hushal zay samil l'antzos ha'dramativim. And then this was also borrowed to mean anything, any physical thing that came into being, not through a process of birth, but to come into being. For instance, it says "Beterem harim yuladu," before mountains were born. Vusha gam keni atzmach saaretz mashet atzmiach the mus beleida ama vahi lida vitzmicha, growing things. Vusha la oid lechidush asman ki Elohim in yanim yuladu. Like it says, "Kilo seida mayelad yom." You don't know what each day will give birth to, give rise to. Hoshalot. So, in other words, the Rambam is going from the more concrete and similar to the more conceptual and just kind of reminiscent, but not quite similar. Hoshal oyd lechidushi machshavis umashchayvum adeis vasvaris. It also is talking about thoughts that you give rise to. Kama she'ama v'yolat sheker, u'memena v'nema u'beyalde nochrim yaspiku, yaspiku lehem b'dei oysam. Kama she'ama yonis v'azil b'ferse u'benimusei amemaya ozlin. Means we will incorporate whatever culture they came up with will become ours. V'azeh inyan mishalimet ish inyan echad v'ha'ila das, ki lohoi l'yishahu. Kashu baldasahu. So whenever you taught somebody chachma and you gave rise to a tzur ruchnius of a person, that is also called leida. So here the Rambam says already the inyan of ben is a ruchnius like inyan also. It has to do with Vishanta Vanechal Talmidim. When you give rise to a person's Tzura Ruchnis, and this is kind of similar, and he's going to mention it. When we spoke about Selma Lakim we're talking about a ruchnis deketzura. So you give birth to ruchnis deketzura. That's called also hilada and so on. I once heard from Rav Soloveitchik. He said, it says by in the Agada Pesach, you say b'tchilo hayavaseinu ovda v'rezara v'achshav kivon amokum kivon amokum and so on. So he asks, the sentence is grammatically incorrect. I mean, we were our grandfather was ovda v'rezara, and then we changed. So it's not our grandparents used to be avodah zarah, but chilah avoseinu avodah zarah. We should say avoseinu avodah zarah, v'achshav kivon amakim. The betchila is in the wrong place. I mean, what you mean to say is our grandparents are avodah zarah. When we grew up, we were avodah zarah, and now our Kadosh Baruch Hu was mekayev of us and brought us to Har Sinai. The betchila avoseinu avodah zarah is strange over here. So he said the following. He said, what changed was not that first Avosena of Rezor and then the stopping of the Rezor, or we stopped. The concept of what paternity means, what does fatherhood mean, changed. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah, it was Mekarvas, so the concept of a father, in the biggest sense of the word, means your spiritual progenitor, not your physical. So if betchila v'sena v'zara means before we had Torah, our others were the people who gave birth to us physically. Once we got Torah, the concept of a father became something very different. Okay, now he says ubezoyis hashaola nema ba'adam vayichi adam shloishim hashana vayyulid kidmusi v'tzalmai. So now he's going to say a new pshat in the pasuk here. It says in the pasuk Adam was 130 years, and then he gave birth to Kidmusi v'Tzalmai. I explained before what is Tzalem Adam Adamus, that we're talking about a certain pneumistic etzura. The earlier children that he did have did not have the human essence to themselves. Asher hitzelem odot musay, hanema aleha, b'tzelem alekim ubed musay. They didn't have that. V'kasha hanema aleha b'tzelem alekim. Omnam sheis kasha limda v'nu v'nimtza shalom shalosi. When he had sheis and he taught sheis and he gave over to sheis the moral sense that shayach to Adam, then we had. And then he says, "Ukvar yadato ki kol mishalo higia loizoisatsura ashebar ninyano hu eino ish al behema alzos ish vitavnisoi." So, a human who does not have the inner moral sense that a human being has, or the essence of a human being, is not human. Human is not the biology; it's the atzmius, and therefore, whatever beings Adam Rishon had beforehand, they were not what we would call human beings. They are behema. So it's a behema that is dressed that has a body of a human. But what's the difference? The level of practical intelligence does not create by us that sense of what a human being is. Avol, he says, Yeshul Yecholus al Mina Yahezik v'chidush ros machshing shabbat chaim. He is actually much worse than Balechaim because he has the human unlimited potential of action, and he has a drive for bad. Animals, first of all, limited. An animal is mazik only within, you know, whatever her little radius of hezek that she can do, and it is also an animal is not driven to be bad. A shor is a tam, a stam shor is shomer from kavanas lahazik. So we wouldn't say that an Adam who doesn't have that surah is a mazik. So Rambam says that a human being who doesn't have the essence of being a human, which is the good, the moral sense, the teachings of what's right and wrong, is much worse because he has tremendous kohos and he used them for bad. And that's the people before Sheis were like that. That the 130 years that Adam was cast out, and it was in Chayrim, he used to give birth to Shadim, to Lema Shadim. So the Rambam has a much more, let's call it practical, a prosaic definition, what a shade is. A shade is a human, a biological human, who has no moral sense, a psychopath, a Nazi, and therefore that person is by far worse than anything. So Rambam also understands that it's very interesting. He takes the concept of this is the first place where he sort of gives a definition of it, and he explains that Chazal that these ruchos and shadim are beings that have human capability with all of that unlimited potential, and yet they are mazikim. That's why they're called mazikim. They are people that have the power of a human being to damage and no sense of restraint and so on. Okay, let's go to Perek Ches. Perek Ches, he deals with an Indian that does have it's important in a lot of ways, and that is the definition of Mako.
Can I have a question first?
Yes, please, Alex.
Does the Rambam hold that we still have Shadim or these Nezikim, these types of beings? They're just human beings that are going around. They're psychopaths or the.
I don't know. In other words. I don't know. The Rambam doesn't say anything like that. But here he actually does give a definition that there's such a type of human. Rav Huttner once spoke about by Esav, he's called a Sa'ir. So he said, Rashi says, when they shechted a Sa'ir to that the blood should look like Yosef's blood, like human. So Rashi says, "Domoy doime ledam adam." The blood of a soy is like human. So Rav Huttner said, the churma of Esav is he introduced into the world a doime le adam that is not adam mitzaris surah pnimus. Okay, makom. The concept of makom. Ze Hashem ikan echose lemakom hameyuchad velakoylam. The word makom means both a specific location and the concept of location. Ve'acha kein yirchivu aloshen v'samor shem lemailas yishverkoi. It then became used for a person's relative worth, etc. V'tzoni loyma l'shlei musei binyin echot. Where he's rated as regards a particular field. Achi Oma, Ploini b'makom Ploini. So-and-so is at this madrega, b'inyan ha-Ploini. In Lomdus, this person is such and such a person. V'kvar yadata roi v'aseis ba'aloshen zeh, k'omram, m'malem m'kram ha-voisov. V'hoye m'malem m'kram ha-voisov b'chachma b'yira. So it means he filled his father's place, chachma b'yira. V'omram, Vadayin machlokes bin koimai medes, but so loy madregosa, because the machlokes hadn't moved forward in terms of resolution, in terms of anything. It still is, there's a machlokes that's just starting, there's a machlokes that is by resolution, there's machlokes this. Okay, we'll leave the second half a minute, and I wanna speak about the first half here, some points about it. Let's understand what the Bria of Makom accomplishes. The only way I can give some sort of relationship between two entities is when I have Makom. In other words, what Makom does, Makom gives things, it creates a common denominator and a specification where everything has its particular place. So let's take something physical. If I have a flat sheet and I draw a graph, I have two axes, and I define everything in relation to it. So because I have one set, I have a sort of a universe that includes different elements. This universe now is the Makom, and A is at point such and such, and B is at point such and such. It is, this is plus 3, this is minus 2, this is to the right, plus this way, this is minus this way. I now have a way to explain the relative position value of each to the other one. So A is to the right of B, it's to the left of C, it's the top of this, it's the bottom of this. That is what Makom accomplishes. So Makom allows, it creates a common framework and specific locations which allow me to make a statement about different things relative to different things. That's in arithmetic. Let's take something a little more abstract. I can take medications and say antibiotics. Penicillin is better for these type of, it works very well for these type of illnesses as opposed to these type. Is something else works less well in this area, better for this. And I can graph and map out the different antibiotics. I can't make a statement comparing chocolate ice cream to penicillin. I mean, they don't occupy the same place. They don't occupy the same plane. So b'meila, what am I going to say about them? You know, it has no shaykhs to each other. So Makom is something which gives a common plane, and then it allows, because of this common plane that the different elements share, it allows also for specification and saying what each thing is in relationship to the other one. So Makom is actually the basis for evaluation and giving something its rank, its definition. That's when we're talking about Makom as an abstract entity in regards to things in this world. What does it mean, Baruch Kved Hashem Mimekoymoy? Ritzon Eloymar, Kefi Ma'alosay Va'oitzim Chel Koy Ba'Metzias. I want Kved Hashem to emanate in the Bria, not Kefi my Hasagis, but Kefi the Hasagis Ribbono Shelam. Ritzon Eloymar, Kefi Ma'alosay Chel Koy Ba'Metzias. V'chein Kol Zichin Makoyim Shebo Be'Loikai. So anytime we talk about place in Omnam akavana boi madregas metziusa yisparach, asha ein aroich lo v'loi deyme. Kamo yishi yamaru lo v'amoy fesachas, and I'll give it a different perek, I'll prove this point and so on. Now, I want to give another bit of a knetch to the Baruch Kved Hashem Mimekoymoy that he says over here. I wanted to use a chazal. Chazal says that, a famous chazal says, v'yifka ba'mokoym, melamed, sha'kadosh baruch hu mekoymo shel olam, Ve'ein ha'oila mekoyma shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to explain that. When we spoke about makom, we said every makom has two key elements in it. The universe, in other words, what defines the entirety of that makom, a city, a rank, anything like that, and an individual element. Now, let's take an example. So imagine the following. I walk into a big company, and there are thousands of people hanging around there. So this company is, pick your company, Apple. And this person is an engineer, and this person is a this, and this person is a that, and this person is another thing. Each and every one is something else in that company. That's his place within that company. I meet another elderly gentleman, and I asked him, what do you work at in this company? And he says, I don't work at this company. So what are you doing? Are you visiting? So there's a place here for a visitor also. It, you know, people who drift in and they hang out for whatever reason. So he says, no, I actually own this company, Lock, Stock, and Barrel. So now the relationship is very different. We have the guy that owns it, and he owns different assets, and the company is one of the assets that he owns. It might be his biggest asset that he owns. It might be his the one that's most profitable, et cetera, et cetera. But all of a sudden, this person has become the field, the universe, and the company is one entity in that. So we have, our first question is, when we're dealing with something, might this not be the entirety of it? And anything else might be just what's part of what? So, you know, in a yeshiva, you might have a room that's there for first aid. So yeshiva is a place where you learn, and it's important to have a place to treat cuts and bruises and so on. In a hospital, they might have a little base medrash. And because a hospital, there might be people that at some point are inclined to go in and learn a little bit, daven a little bit. Very different which is the makom and which is the prat. A goy or a secular sense of things is, the world is the world. And the world includes in itself many items. It includes itself industry, it includes in itself culture, it includes religion. Religion is a function of human needs, endeavors, sensitivity, spirituality, whatever. That means that if there was no world, there'd be no God, really. Just like there'd be no art. And theoretically, there'd be art, but art, in as much as art is understood as a human, it's an attribute that a human being has, the sense of art, then without humans there'd be no art. So the human being is the big set, and art is one of those things. Religion could also be seen like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekom HaShe'olam tells me it flips it around. It tells me that the Ribono Shel'olam is the big set, and humans are a part of that. And it's and like the Rambam says, the first chiyuv of emunah is to believe that even if nothing existed in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence would not be less than it is now. It's not like art, which would disappear if humanity disappeared. It is the big picture, and we're a part of it. And this, by the way, is the inyan of being koveya makom. Koveya makom means the fixed point. If davening happens wherever I am, then it's about me, and davening is an adjunct to my daily work. If I need to make the effort to go to a specific shul, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ikker, and I need to go there and, you know, touch base with the base. Okay, then he says, "Vida ki kol shem shenavay lecha shi'tufa b'zamayma, We're not going to explain to you different terms. I don't mean to limit the explanation in its usefulness to that particular perek. What I'm trying to do is I'm not a dictionary. I'm not trying to list all the terms and the different shemes of dafim. I'm not a baloshin. The atot is boyne besifra nevua, vezulasa mechibur balachachma. When you start looking at nevua and all svarim, betovin hashemes hamishtamshim kulam, you'll understand all those terms that I've defined for you. Betovin kol shem mishtatev v'inyan minyanes hanos v'kfir maimahu. And you'll understand the appropriate definition based on what that maim is talking about. You'll be able to use that key. So this is the key to this maim and all like it. In other words, I'm defining you a term of mekomo l'gabei HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it will play a role in many things I'll be saying. But mashallah, and now he says, I will bring you right now an example for this. So we said Baruch Hashem Mekoymoy means we want Kvod Hashem as emanates from him, not from us. Meaning as follows. Let's explain a little bit better the Baruch Hashem Mekoymoy. When I come to somebody and I ask, let's say, for a donation, So I can say we need a very large donation. Does the word large donation mean mais musagim or nyo musagim? It could be either. The word large can apply to either of them. So when I say Hashem's kavach and misrab in this world, I could be talking about my musig in what's alat and what's misrab. Baruch Kved Hashem im Koimram says means I want Kvod Hashem as, in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Nisrabe. So I said, I explained that to you. I explained to you what Kvod Hashem means. You can use that for someplace else. Kizeh ha'inyem ba'atzmo hu inyem mokrim, ve'omroi hinei mokrim iti. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you have a mokrim iti, where I will go by and I'll show you everything. What does the makom iti means? It means you're going to be on a madrega that is of a divine nature. As you are now a human being, you have no shaykh to the hasagis that I'm going to give you. But I've created a makom iti, some sort of parallel makom. Madregas iyun v'hashkafas seichel lo hashkafas ayin. It's a madrega of understanding. Not a place to look. Nothing. Nobody was seeing anything here. We were understanding something. This sort of it overlaps with the concept of the har that he went up to. He went up to the har. It's not because he could see Hashem from the har. It's closer to Hashem. It was a place that was cut off from his normal makom, and it was shayach for him to be in a different makom. So all of those terms, speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, seeing Hashem getting close to him, means a certain level of understanding, of tefisa, of avon, and so on. Okay, the word, it's late, but maybe next time I'll speak. The word makom has another meaning, another meaning in the world of Kabbalah, which is important. The Rosh Chaim speaks about it and others. And I think maybe next time we'll talk more about it. But his core definition of makom is the way in which we give things their relative values. The Ramchal, when he speaks in his Hakdamot Derech Hashem, it basically says that what I'm going to be giving you is an outline, and the mile of the outline is that you get the relative positions of each point, and you'll see how they interact and what each one does for the other one and how they're tied and so on and so forth. That is the maila of makom. By having, by laying out something, you're able to see the kesher, which one is which, what brings what, what's above what, what's higher than what, and so on. Okay, any questions?
Maybe one question.
Sure.
When the Rashiva talks about how things have relative positions, and that's what right. Makom allows us to do, but isn't that really just by way of analogy? In other words, we're using a spatial analogy in order to understand, but the etzem, if I talk about someone being more of a chacham than someone else, something being more beautiful than something else, do I need makom? Do I need space? Or is that just a convenient way of analogy?
I need a field. In other words, like I said before, you can't say that this ice cream tastes better, this ice cream is better than the penicillin, because we're talking about medications and foods. So there's no, the reason why I can't compare them is because they're in different places. There's no common makom. So when I have the common field of all foods, I can make this ice cream, that ice cream, versus, I don't know, cake or whatever it is. I the word makom in this sense would mean a field in the sense of a common plane that everything can be defined regarding that. There's maybe one more point. Maybe we'll spend a minute talking about over here, that about Kadosh Baruch Hu being mekom shel olam. And I think we can, I'd like to explain it the way the Rambam would understand it. When I talk about people being better than each other, in other words, if I say I have a bigger appreciation for beauty than you have, I have a better sense of aesthetics than you have, it's a meaningless statement. I think purple and green are beautiful colors. You think it makes you sick. So, I mean, it's not shaykh really to say that I have a better taste or worse taste, a better sense of beauty or not. What we can say is most people will find that this person's choices are very appealing, and most people will find this person's choices are not appealing. But there's no statement that can say in the world of beauty, he occupies this in his position. There is no world of beauty. I haven't been able to map it out. So if I can't map out a field, I can't. How do I map out good, better, worse, bad? Based on what? I think that learning all day long is the shtak's the thing in the world, and therefore somebody sitting and learning is better than someone who's using other things. I think nothing. I think people helping other people is much better. So there's no real way to map the moral fiber and stature of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekom HaSholem is we define morality vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which is closer to his Ratzon as expressed in Torah and so on. So I now have a yardstick which will allow me to measure everything by. I mean, one of the reasons why basically Aristotle failed to give a good a definition of noble, virtuous, etc., so he had no yardstick. So everything sort of measured itself within itself. If this thing is realizing itself and is happy with itself, and basically something like a modern day psychologist would say, there was no way. A psychologist can't say that I am better than you are. It can just say that I, to myself, am happier than you are to yourself. That's about it. But there's no comparison me and you. A controversial question means, yes, there is a comparison. The shayrish of this world is a lekus, and things that are closer to it, stronger with it, have more of it, express it more, however you want to describe it, are better people. So you need to have that frame of reference. Kashmir is the ultimate frame of reference for the world in its most essential sense.